It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, the pregame clock just started, so we got 14 minutes, 31 seconds until we get on with the tip-off. And before we get on with the tip-off, let's take off here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crendon Brobbitt. Kirk Kelvin back in studio helping us with today's broadcast. We have a good one here. We got two semifinals for you today on this Thursday. Tomorrow we'll have one game on 92.1 KMZA. We will have the Axel and Centralia boys semifinal. That will be at 7:30 p.m. pregame, just about at 7:15 p.m. is what we'll be kind of aiming for. But today we start our pregame here for both the Centralia Panthers, the Class 1A Division 1 team, ranked number 2 in the state, against the 2A ranked 7th team, Donovan West, the Mustangs. Later on tonight, we will also have coverage at roughly around 7:30, Valley Heights Mustang Girls in Class 2A against the Hanover Wildcats, the ranked number one team in Class 1A Division 2. So again, our first matchup upcoming here, Centralia Panthers versus the Northwest Mustangs and the Hanover Wildcats versus the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Big night tonight for the girls' matchups, and we're going to see who it comes down to in the championship game played tomorrow. And we know it's going to be a good one. A lot of people suspecting it to be Centralia and Hanover, the two big teams. But it's a chance here for some possible upsets and some teams to take some names here. And again, our upcoming team, Centralia and Donovan West. Last year it was Centralia that dominated this league. And they also dominated over Donovan West, winning both those matchups 50-42 and 52-42. However, Donovan West did get a three-of-a-kind the year before with three straight wins over the Panthers in just the year before last. So, again, this is a good upcoming matchup here. Centralia Panthers, head coached by Jesse Thompson in his third year here with the program, his first season. He went 14-10, 6-6 in the league. His second season last year went 22-3 and 11-1 in the league. Their one lone league loss was to the Clifton-Clyde Eagles, just 40-39. They also won the midseason tournaments. Can Centralia do it again? Well, you got to figure out if you stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll dive straight into this matchup upcoming. The Centralia Panthers, the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 1, against the ranked number 7 Class 2A Donovan West, the Mustangs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kurt Kelman, back in the studio. We got 8 minutes, 45 seconds here on the pregame clock until we get on to the tip-off. No national anthem, no starting lineups. It'll just be straight action. We'll jump straight into the four quarters and 32 minutes total of basketball action. Again, it's the Lady Panthers taking on the Lady Mustangs. We're going to give you a couple minutes here. Again, breaking into these two teams, Centralia Panthers, who are 9-0 on the season, 3-0 in CBL play. They are 4-0 at home, 4-0 away, and 1-0 in neutral site locations, that being here at the Frankfurt CBL tournament. They beat Axel. We had that broadcast earlier on the week on Monday. They won 61-34. Big game they had against them. Owen Dieter, she had 27 points against Axel on Tuesday, mostly dominating that first half with 20 points alone across the first two quarters of the game. In just 16 minutes, she was all over the board and just could not be stopped by those Lady Eagles. But the Centralia Panthers, they've taken down some of the best teams, not only in this classification, in the classification above, but in the classification above that. They have done 2A and 3A. They have taken all the hard opponents down that they could have gotten given at the beginning of the year. They beat Nemaha Central 46-24. They beat St. Mary's 54-45. And they beat Silver Lake in what was an incredible matchup, 68-58. I always recommend everybody to go back and listen to that game and listen back to all of our games at msusports.net. Trust me, it is a game to remember for these Lady Panthers. And they have a chance to do something that they've done before, and that is go undefeated and win a state title. And I do think that this is a team that has the capability and the firepower to do that, but it's the Duffwest Mustangs that are going to look to stay or try to be a brick wall, as I should say, today in that in this TVL tournament, because the Centralia Panthers, they won the midseason tournament last year. The Mustangs, well, they got a great chance. Perry Smith, he went 13-10 last year with 6-5 mark in league play. This year, this Mustangs team is 8-1. Their only loss against Troy, 57-35. Again, this Duffin West team, it wasn't that long ago, and they were the Class 1A Division 1 champions, going 21-5. And right now, again, their lone loss of the season is against the number 7th-ranked Class 1A Division 1 team, the Troy Trojan Girls. But they've been really great this season so far, and a lot of that, it goes on the backs of a lot of these great players. Courtney Johnson is averaging 11.2 points per game. She's got the team leading with 101 points on this season. Andy Foster averages 7.3 points per game. Belle Smith, who averages 8 points a game, 4.2 rebounds per game. And I've talked a lot about Belle Smith before. This is my first time calling Duffin West Mustang, Lady Mustangs this season in basketball, but of course we had that run with them at the state level, and then of course that sub-state tournament they were at with volleyball, in which they were able to beat Horton and end their historical run of a season. But tell you what, it is incredible to see what these players can do, especially Belle Smith, a player who not only made state in volleyball, but also did in cross country. So just an all-around great athlete, great player, and she's going to look to also add that skill set here to the basketball floor for this team, who's averaging 52.4 points per game. That is the Lady Mustangs. But we've seen how the Panthers have done it this year. We've seen multiple games that it is Again, Owen Dieters, Hayden Kramer, Court Thompson, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, just the big names. You also got to credit there Keelan Rempe, the sophomore who comes in. And that's the big thing about this Panthers team, and not just basketball, but also in volleyball. Every women's sports for them, they have such a great youth. It feels like upcoming every single season, and that's what coaching does at really every level, and that they bring these girls up. So just looking ahead here for these Panthers, this team in the upcoming years is going to be absolutely incredible, as it is already this season, as they're off to the 9-0 start. The best start here for Coach Dusty Thompson, as he will try to chase his first state title with this Panther program, as the last one was won back in 2020 for the Centralia Lady Panthers. That was their sixth total state title that they won that year, so they will look to try to add another one this year. But before they have to compete to get to a state tournament, they got to compete for the midseason tournament. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about our starting lineups. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be right back on 92.1 KMZ. Again, upcoming, the number 2 ranked Centralia Panthers against the number 7th ranked Donovan West Mustangs in Class 2A.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That was our final break, as now we are going to get straight on here into some basketball action. Just 1 minute, 22 seconds until the tip-off. For four quarters and 32 minutes altogether of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZ. Again, I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilbin, back in the studio. Centralia Panthers have coached by Dusty Thompson, 9-0 on the season, averaging 52 points per game. And Donovan West Mustangs, 8-1 on the season, 52.4 points per game. Let's talk about this starting lineup. For the Panthers, number 0, Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, has been averaging 9.5 points per game, 3.4 rebounds per game. Tatum Kramer, number 11, the senior, who averages 7.3 points per game, 4.8 rebounds per game. And then the SIK All-State honors from last season, the first-team All-Leaguer. She's a commit to Benedictine. Can you guess? No. Yes, well, you should. Owen Dieters, the senior, number 15, who averages nearly 17.1 points per game and 5.5 rebounds per game. Corey Thompson, the Jr., number 20, who averages 2.1 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game, and then also finally number 42, Josie Haverkamp, number 20. 42, excuse me, who averages 7.4 points per game and 7.8 rebounds per game. As for the Mustangs, starting for them, number 3, Courtney Johnson, the 5'6" sophomore, who's averaging 11.2 points per game. Number 10, Brenna Eady, the 5'3" senior, who's averaging 8.3 points per game. Andy Foster, the sophomore, who's averaging right now 7.3 points per game, number 13. And then number 25, Bell Smith, the 5'6" junior, is averaging 8 points per game, 4.2 rebounds per game. And then K.D. Johnson, number 15, the 5'10" senior, who leads this team with 15 blocks. No one comes even slightly close to her, by the way, on this team. To the left is Owen Dieters. You're on the tip-off, and it's won by the Mustangs, but the first rebound here will come by Tatum Kramer. Excuse me, that was Katie Johnson there on the tip-off to the left side for the Mustangs, who won it originally. Here, Tatum Kramer for the Panthers. Looking right, going to Haverkamp to Owen Dieters. Dieters dribbling up to the top, driving inside the left lane on the low block, trying to turn around and finds Haverkamp. Haverkamp, mid-range shot from the baseline. She gets the rebound and she goes in. Haverkamp recovering her own rebound. She goes in for two. The Panthers start this one up 2-0. Panthers already with two rebounds on this game. Inside pass to Johnson. Ball will get knocked out of bounds. Now Katie Johnson here on the throw-in for the Mustangs. Leads this team with 15 blocks. She's going to be a big defender here to attack for the day for the Panthers. Driving inside, nearly a good layup, Foster, but another rebound here by Haverkamp. Josie Haverkamp with two rebounds here already in the first quarter, making it seem impact. Kramer inside to Thompson. She has to kick it out. Now it's back up at the top. Reset here to Tatum Kramer. Kramer to her left to Hayden Kramer. Dieters holds it high. Again, she had 20 points in just the first half alone on Tuesday against the Axel Eagles. Driving inside is Thompson. Thompson couldn't get it. Down the court, Katie Johnson goes to Courtney Johnson, but just an overthrow. And Dieters comes up with the steal. Dieters screen. Wide open for three, and just off the right of the rim. Boxing out was underneath Katie Johnson. I believe they may have just got a foul against her. And they will. Katie Johnson gets tallied with her first foul this game. Dieters throwing it inbounds, and she missed her target. That's going to be a turnover here for the Panthers. Both teams with a turnover apiece. A long two-point shot, swished and made by Brenna Eady of the Mustangs. She's a second-team all-league returner, averaging 8.3 points per game. It's tied 2-2 at 6:14 to go in the first quarter. It's the Panthers versus the Mustangs. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA. Keeping things here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, 6:14 left to go here in this opening quarter. It's the Panthers who right now have the lead. Or excuse me, don't have the lead. It's 2-2. Mustangs and Panthers. Jonathan West getting the last bucket there from Brenna Eady to tie this game. The Panthers only bucket from Josie Haverkamp. Owen Dieters taking it down the court. Right hand to left hand, she crosses on the near side wing. Looking down, out to the top of the perimeter here to Hayden Kramer. Kramer driving inside, nearly loses the ball out of bounds, and she does. That's going to be another turnover here for the Panthers. They already have two here in the opening quarter. Katie Johnson throw it in for the Panthers as they attack the full court press, and they already get past the half court line with Courtney Johnson, and she loses the ball. A steal by Tatum Kramer. That's the second turnover by the Mustangs. Dieters on the inside. Josie Haverkamp on the baseline. Driving, kicking out, skipping up to the top of the wing. Now back to Haverkamp. And she's fouled. and she'll go shoot two from the line. Josie Haverkamp already with 2 rebounds and 2 points here on this game. From the free throw line, Haverkamp, she makes her first one go in. Haverkamp, who last season averaged 5.5 points per game, 3.9 rebounds per game, just as a freshman. This season, as a sophomore, she has nearly doubled those stats. She goes 1-for-2 up at the free throw line. Rebound by Johnson, and then as soon as that happens, the Panthers get a steal back for the Mustangs. And Hayden Kramer, who not only gets credit with the steal, gets fouled and will go up and shoot an and one, making a layup. Adam Kramer here already with a steal and 2 points on this game. And now she's got 3 as she makes the and one. Panthers now shooting 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and they're going to get a double dribble called on the far side by Brenna Eady. That is now 4 turnovers against the Mustangs in this opening quarter. 4-point lead for the Panthers. It's 6-2. 5:27 to go. Dieters driving inside. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot 2. And now the Panthers have taken 3 trips up to the free throw line just the first 2 minutes and 38 seconds of this ballgame. Owen Dieters, who has over 160 points on this season. She averages 17.1 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game. She misses the first free throw shot, and she'll miss the second. She goes 0-for-2, and the rebound is by Edie on the baseline, but the Mustangs are struggling to get out of their own corner. They get Courtney Johnson down the court, a long 2 off the rim by Weststein, and a rebound by Haverkamp. That's her 3rd of the game. Dieters down the court on the far side corner. Inside, she passes, but a steal by Bell Smith. Panthers fouled right after the steal. They get that one against Ava Gibbs, the sophomore. Still that full court press being applied here by by the Centralia Panthers. Jonathan West, the ones who've broken it every time so far. Haven't struggled too much against it, but they're trapped at the top of the wing, and that's going to be a steal picked up by Cora Thompson. Rempe is now in the game now for the Panthers. On the far wing, pass inside to Gibbs. Assist by Owen Dieters. So Gibbs has the bucket for 2. Dieters gets the assist, and a timeout will be taken. We will be back in 60 seconds. On 92.1 KMZA, the Panthers up 8-2 with 4:37 to go in the opening quarter.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience. Blue Valley Technologies, worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Smith from the baseline, passing all the way up top to Weststein. With the ball now, Courtney Johnson. Given goes behind her. Back to Weststein. Trying to set up the open shot here from around the perimeter or maybe a driving lane. Weststein to her right to Foster. Foster taking a lane, but not able to go in with it. Rebound by Tava Gibbs. Tatum Kramer also picked up her first foul of the game just after the timeout. Rempe takes a long throw across the court underneath the basket to Gibbs. And Gibbs could not go in with it, and there was a foul immediately right after committed by the Panthers. So four fouls here in this opening quarter against the Mustangs. Three against Centralia. It was the second foul of the game there against Tava Gibbs. She's now got two for Centralia. Courtney Johnson driving on the baseline, kicking out. Now to the wing. Driving in, passing to the right. Foster, Weststein, now to Smith. Smith up to the top. Edie taking a three. Off the rim, rebounded by Haverkamp. She's got four rebounds in this first quarter alone. And the foul right after against Mustangs. That will send Josie Haverkamp up to the line to shoot two, as it is now double bonus. With 3 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in this first quarter, Mustangs only have 2 points on the board. Five fouls and four turnovers. First free throw shot up and out for Josie Haverkamp. Her last time up, she went one of two. Panthers now as a team shoots two of six. They have missed the last three shots. Jeters comes off the court. Being a quick break here as Hayden Kramer, I believe, will be the substitute for. And a foul right after the rebound from Andy Foster. It looks like they're going to get a foul here against Centralia. That will be now Tatum Kramer's second foul of the game. So Tatum Kramer with now two, David Gibbs with two as well. They substitute Dieters right back in the game for it. So Dieters, not much getting of a break. She only got about maybe 10 seconds. Not to get a quick swig. We'll see how well she does here. She's about good and efficient in every game she plays. And here she gets the rebound. So not much of a break needed for Dieters as she comes right off the bench and she gets the rebound. Her first of the game. Left hand dribbling out to the wing. Centralia in the white top and bottoms and the Mustangs with the dark blue top and bottoms with the orange lettering. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Timeout called by the Centralia Panthers. They're up by 6, 8-2, with 2:59 left to go in the opening quarter.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Kansaland Radio. We are cruising here in our first game of the night, semifinal against the Panthers and the Mustangs. Panthers with a 6-point lead, 8-2, 2:52 to go in the opening quarter. Timeout just taken by Centralia and a quick steal. Down the court is Belle Smith. That's her second steal of the game, third turnover by the Panthers. Long three-pointer coming from Courtney Johnson. And from 5 foot off of the perimeter on the far side, she sinks it in. Incredible shot. Our first three of the game. Draws it to three, 8-5. Hayden Kramer tries to respond quickly. Josie Haverkamp makes the rebound, but couldn't get it to go in. Defensively rebounding Weststein. Down the court, quick transition. Belle Smith underneath the Courtney Johnson. Rebound now by Katie Johnson. And the offensive rebound is good for two. The Mustangs, after the Centralia timeout, have now scored a 5 straight. It's a 1-point game now, 8-7, with 2 minutes to go in the first. On the baseline, having the kick out, Thompson to Dieters. Dieters on the inside to Josie Haverkamp. That connection was good earlier. It wasn't good just then. Kenny Johnson picks up back-to-back rebounds offensively and defensively now. Belle Smith driving inside, using that right hand to finesse at the top of the post. Couldn't get it to slip in. And crashing the boards on the down low is Haverkamp. Haverkamp, the sophomore, with 6 boards here in this first quarter. Dieters, trapped, fouled. And that's why you got to love a player like Owen Dieters. She will take no hesitation to get her team back in this game by just attacking the board and getting fouled, if not making the layup. She did it in that Silver Lake game, and she'll do it here tonight if it's what's called upon. Dieters, the first time up, went 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Here, she's 1 of 1. Dieters here with an assist, one steal, and a rebound in the game, and also 1 point. So she's got one of each as she goes 1 for 2 up at the free throw line. Panthers now shooting 3 of 8 as a team. Here with it, resetting up to the top. Smith, three-pointer from Edie. She couldn't go in with it. Dieters rebounds, and a foul right afterwards by Centralia. That will be a turnover. Four turnovers each for both sides in this first quarter. And Josie Haverkamp will take the bench. Excuse me, it was a travel. Dismissing the foul. Driving Foster, having to kick out Courtney Johnson, nearly the same spot her last three. Did not sink that one, though. And it's a rebound taken away by Melanie Becker. Hayden Kramer to Dieters on the wing. Rempe's calling for the ball. She was open in the corner. Dieters didn't look that way. Hayden Kramer to her left. Now at the left side corner to Becker, who just stepped into this game. Kramer driving, trying to go for the left-hand finish. Thompson rebounds, stuck underneath the basket. Now it's Hayden Kramer, and she's fouled and will go up and shoot two. Hayden Kramer, one steal, one assist, 3 points here on this game. Excuse me, one rebound, one steal, and 3 points on this game. Kramer's first shot goes in. She's now got 4 on the game. She's 2 for 2 up at the line. See if she can stay perfect. And she does. She goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. That'll help the shooting percentage here at the Panthers, as they now shoot 5 of 10, 50% on the game. Dieters, who's right now 1 of 4. Bell Smith taking a corner shot, that one way off the backboard, and it's going to be an easy rebound for Hayden Kramer. And she goes down the court and responds quickly, and the sophomore already with 7 points in this first quarter and 2 boards. Mustangs will go down the court quickly to look for a response, and they'll find that from the free throw line. Andy Foster, the sophomore, taking a trip up to the charity line. The sophomores have been dominating already in this opening quarter. Courtney Johnson, sophomore, with 3 points there from the Dauphin West Mustangs as she leads, and the Panthers, they have a sophomore named Kramer, who leads the Panthers with 7 points. Andy Foster goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That is the Mustangs' first trip up to the line. They're down by 5 with 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Dieters drives inside, and she goes in for 2. With 4 seconds left to go in the first quarter, down by 7. The Mustangs have allowed now 7 straight points after being able to get it within a 1-point game. We're back in 60 seconds. It's the end of the first. 15-8. The Panthers lead.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This TVL tournament coverage is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. to Dina Stain Bank in the Bank of Highland, Onega Pharmacy, right off Leonard Street. Stop in for the best chariot limeade around. 15-8, the Panthers lead, and they have the possession here to start the second quarter. They're up by 7. 7:49 to go in the second quarter that just began. And it looks like they're going to get an offensive foul here against the Panthers that will result in a turnover. They're going to get that one against number 3 for the Panthers, Melanie Becker. That will be her first foul of the game, and the Panthers now with 5 turnovers. Mustangs, they did have 7 rebounds in that first quarter. The Panthers with 14. Both teams with 4 turnovers even. Kick out to Courtney Johnson. The 3 ripped away. We're going to see what the call is here. They are going to give it and 1 off the 3-point shot to Courtney Johnson. It's not every day you get to see an and 1 off a 3-pointer. A chance to make it a 4-pointer. Courtney Johnson slicing through on the 3. She was fouled by Tatum Kramer, the senior, who already has 3 fouls here in just the first 8 minutes and 32 seconds of this game. There's still a lot of time left, and having one of your top players have to step out early, it's not going to be easy. And one is missed. Josie Haverkamp comes up with the rebound. She's now got 7 boards on this game for the Panthers. She had 6 in that first quarter. Foul against the Mustangs underneath was against Courtney Johnson. That is her 2nd foul of the game. Dieters looking to throw it in. Gets to the Haverkamp. Releasing quickly off the mid-range shot on the baseline, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. That will now be the 6th turnover for Centralia. Andy Foster working down the court. Bounce passing it out to Johnson. Back to Katie. Katie to Edie. Edie driving inside, looking over the top. She loses the ball. Steal by Gibbs. 5th turnover by the Mustangs. Gibbs, that's her first steal. Hayden Kramer working off the baseline. And down the landing strip she goes for 2. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, with 9 points on this game. She leads the scoring. She nearly gets another steal. Hayden Kramer, I remember her first game of this season against Nemaha Central. You want to talk about a sophomore who has nothing but a motor under her leg. She has one. And talking about motors, as the engine has not stopped, Courtney Johnson hitting 3s nonstop. Mustangs now back down just by 3, as Courtney Johnson has 9 points with 3 threes. Tava Gibbs responding quickly for the Panthers underneath. 19-14. Centralia back up by 5. Steal by Rempe. 6th turnover by the Mustangs. Dieters. Inside cut. They're going to get her on a double dribble. Panthers now with 7 turnovers. Owen Dieters. The senior. Who had that double dribble. Down the court, quick break of the press, but a long throw by Edie down the court to Courtney Johnson just overpasses the target. And that's going to be an easy takeaway here for Centralia as they are not pressured. The Mustangs not applying too much here. They are actually running a zone defense, believe it or not. Owen Dieters trying to take the 3-point shot. She misses. Down the court with Courtney Johnson, and she travels to return the ball back down to the Panthers. Now it's the Mustangs that lead this night with turnovers, with 8. They have 4 in this quarter, the Panthers have 3. Panthers still lead by 5 with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Shot clock at 27. Josie Haverkamp holding on to the right of the ball. To Rempe, Dieters, back to Rempe, the 3 from the corner, and Rempe goes in with it. She's got a steal and a 3 to seal the deal. Near side, Emma Jo Wettstein with the ball to Edie, stuck at the free throw line, back to Wettstein. Dieter is applying the pressure. Has to kick out to her right to Johnson. Back up to Edie at the top. She takes a long three. And that one is going to be about 3 feet short of the net. Panthers now to take over. Tava Gibbs comes out of this game and Cora Thompson comes in. Tava Gibbs has two fouls. Just getting a break on the bench. Peters with it. Largest lead here for the Panthers. They are up by 8, 22-14. Over the top. Dieters with it. Driving inside through three defenders. She is fouled on the down low. She will go up and shoot two. Owen Dieters already having earned three chances up to the free throw line. I think they're going to actually change this foul call. No, they are going to keep it. I think they were maybe trying to discuss on whether or not it happened before the shot went up or not. And they will say it happened after. The Dieter is up on the line and makes her first. She is now 2 of 5. And now 2 of 6. As she goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Just then. Behind the back, give and go to Edie. Edie right down the landing strip, has to kick it back. Underneath pass to Katie Johnson, going through defenders, and she is harmed. And we'll have to go up and shoot two. Just a slap of the wrist, and that will earn Katie Johnson a chance to go up and shoot some free throw shots. She's 11 of 18 on the season, a near 70% shooter from the line. And her first shot goes in. She is now 12 of 19. Substitution, Imogen Wetstein coming out, and Courtney Johnson stepping in for the Mustangs. Katie Johnson up at the free throw line. She's 1 of 1 so far. Now she is 2 of 2. The senior with 4 points now on the game. 23-16, just a 7-point lead here for the Panthers with 4:18 to go in the second quarter. Shot clock 26. Hayden Kramer to Dieters. Holding it high. She's got a pick and roll up at the top. She doesn't make a move off of it. She goes left to Rempe. Now back to Dieters. Dieters, who dribbles right, passes inside of the post, and this gets kicked back out to Dieters. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Hayden Kramer, Rempe, just throws it up and almost splashes it. Foster making the rebound. Now Edie on the mid-range. Here on the near corner, and she hits. Edie with 2. She's now got 4 on the game and a rebound. 5-point lead now for the Panthers. Hayden Kramer to Thompson. Thompson on the near wing. Up top to Hayden Kramer. She cuts up. She nearly loses the ball on the left side. Regains it with her left hand. And it looks like they're going to get a foul here on the baseline against Bell Smith. 3:21 to go in the second quarter, 23-18. The Panthers lead. Substitutions, Tava Gibbs and Melanie Becker come in for Centralia. Stepping off the bench, Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp. Owen Dieters on the baseline, looking to throw it in. Gets a quick cut in to Gibbs, and then Rempe to the right to Becker. Becker back up to Rempe. Rempe, who's taken 2 3-point shots so far in this game. She's 1 of 2 from around the perimeter. Dieters looking for the back door to Rempe. Rempe up to Becker. Becker driving inside the post in the key. Kicks out to Dieters. Dieters left hand dribble. Tries to get it out and she fouls. And no one draws more fouls here on this Centralia team than none other than number 15, Owen Dieters. She has forced now 5 fouls against the Mustangs, and on 3 of those, she has earned chances up to the free throw line. 3 fouls here in this quarter for both sides, though. Far 3-point shot off the rim by Wetstein, rebound by Dieters as she crashes the board between 2 defenders. Inside, looking the back door was Dieters. She has it in the corner now, and they're going to call her on a travel. Dieters a little upset with the call. But that will now be the eighth turnover of the game against Centralia. Panthers still leading with 2:37 to go in this quarter. Down the court, trying to break the press. The Mustangs manage. Now they got to do step two. Get some points on the board. Edie. To her right, Sabelle Smith. Driving down the lane. And she's blocked by Dieters. A steal picked up. Three-point shot, no good by Becker. Rebound by Rempe. Trying to take another one from Gibbs. She couldn't get it to go through. Bell Smith makes the defensive rebound for the Mustangs to try to get things going on offense. And then Dieters takes one away. She's got a block and a steal. Going down the right lane. She takes off. And she finds the landing zone. Dieters, two steals and assists. One block. Three boards and 6 points. She has been all over the court here in this first quarter. Post-up shot by Brenna Edie. She goes in for two. She's now got 6 points on this game, four here in the second quarter. She has had two shots now, just a foot inside the circles. Save a gift. Inside, has to bounce it out. High pass up to Dieters on the wing. Cuts it down to the baseline. Having to dribble out is Rempe. She finds Dieters as the outlet with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Gibbs has to go up. And with 3 seconds on it, Gibbs goes in for two, making it 25-20. So they count the points, but it looks like they're going to, not sure what the referee was calling on the court against Centralia, but regardless, here it is the Mustangs ball. Andy Foster, I believe I heard a delay of game. It didn't go against anybody, but regardless, here it is with the Mustangs ball as they're down by 7, 27-20 with 40 seconds left to go here in the first half. Driving, losing the ball, still picked up by Rempe. Rempe now two steals in this first half. Down the court to Adam Kramer. Kramer on the baseline, and they got her on a trip, on a travel. Back your bags, go down the court. Both teams with 9 turnovers here in the first half. A piece. Already seeing Valley Heights show up and get ready here as they sit just behind me. The next matchup we'll have on 92.1 KMZ, Valley Heights Mustangs against the Hanover Wildcats. Start time roughly 7:30. But here we still got at least two more quarters and 29 seconds left of this half. Mustangs ball down by 7, 27-20. Centralia swats it out of bounds. It's Cora Thompson is applying the on-the-face pressure on the inbound. Breaking the press now. Edie to Weststein and nearly taken away by Josie Haverkamp. Mustangs keeping it here. Near the Centralia bench. Trying to throw it in. Weststein throwing it all the way down the court, cross-courting it. From the near sideline to the far, he gets picked up. Courtney Johnson gets a screen set for her. Now the right, a drive in from Foster. Foster takes it from the top of the key, and she misses. Dieters down the court, driving, and she's going to get an offensive foul. 10 turnovers in the first half against Centralia. Centralia applying a full court man-to-man pressure here, trying to prevent any points before the end of this first half. A long three to end it. Bangs off the top of the backboard by Edie. And that will conclude our first half. 27-20. The Centralia Panthers lead. We're back in 5 minutes. 92.1 KMZA for our Highland Halftime Show. Close to home, far from the online Highland, cc.edu. So, 27-20, the Panthers lead.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into our Highland Community College halftime show. Brought to you by, again, Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, on Mount Highland, cc.edu. This TVL tournament broadcast is also brought to you by Glen Agri Enterprises, People, Products, Knowledge, Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and the lives of people that we serve, and the farmers, State Bank, Onega, Modern Banking, Timeless Values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. The Centralia Panthers leading right now 27-20 over the number 7th-ranked team in Class 2A, Johnson West Mustangs. This Centralia team, every time they've played a team in higher class, they have taken a victory, and they have taken a victory to every opponent they have played this year as they are 9-0 on the season with that 9-game winning streak, currently outscoring their opponents on the year 557-350. It has just been absolute dominance this year for Centralia. They came out of that first quarter outscoring Johnson West Mustangs 15-8. Both teams, they scored 12 apiece in that quarter. Now, Johnson West did have a good start to it, just not the finish they probably wanted to. But Courtney Johnson, she hit 2 threes in that second quarter, 3 threes total in the first half. She was the only one who hit threes for the Mustangs, as they had 3 threes total as a team. Centralia Panthers, they only had 1 three from that first half, coming from Keelan Rempe. She went 1 of 2 from around the arc. Some of the stats here, though, Centralia with 18 boards, the Mustangs with 9, Centralia with 10 turnovers, the Mustangs with just 9 turnovers, Centralia at 6 of 12 from the free throw line, North West Mustangs 1 of 3, and right now, another big stat is the steals, Centralia with 9, and North West Mustangs is about 3 to 4. So again, it is right now dominating off of the turnovers, both teams, of course, with about 9 or 10, but it is what has been capitalized off those turnovers. Centralia not taking a second of hesitation to get down the floor and score quickly. We know that Hayden Kramer is a player who just as soon as she can get that ball ripped away from a defender or defender, she's going to go right down the court and she's going to score with it. Hayden Kramer with 9 points from that first half, going 3 for 3 from the free throw line with a steal and 2 rebounds. Tatum Kramer, she had a board and a steal. Owen Dieters, she had 4 total boards in that first half, 2 steals, a block, assists, and as well on top of that, 6 total points. As from the free throw line, she just had 2 free throw shots go in. She went 2 of 6 from that first half. Josie Averkamp also had a really good first half, as she had 3 total points, but 7 total rebounds, 6 from the first quarter alone. Dava Gibbs, she had 6 points in that first half, 4 points in the second quarter with a rebound. Becker with a rebound. Githrempi again with that 3-point shot, 2 steals, and also a board. For the Mustangs, Courtney Johnson, 9 points, a rebound. Brenna Eady with 6 points and a board. Andy Foster with 1 point, 1 for 2 to the free throw line with 2 boards. Bell Smith with 2 steals and a board. Katie Johnson with 4 points, 2 for 2 at the line with 3 rebounds. And Emmy Jo Wettstein with a board on the game. The Mustangs have 4 players who have gotten on the scoreboard. The Panthers have gotten 5 on the scoreboard. However, the Panthers have 8 players who have contributed statistically to the stat sheet, and the Mustangs have 6 who have been able to get some stats on the stat sheet with either a board or a steal. Again, it is 27-20, the number 2 ranked team in Class 1 in Division 1, Centralia Panthers, with a 7-point lead, 27-20. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back for the second half. We'll see how both these teams get adjusted in the locker room under head coach Dusty Thompson of the Panthers and head coach Perry Smith under the Northwest Mustangs. 27-20, the Panthers lead. We're back in 2 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA for the second half.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
The CVL tournament coverage is also brought to you by M&R Auto Parts,
right,
your CarQuest Auto Parts store in Frankfort, Blue Valley Technologies at home, keeping you connected. Cook & Company in Seneca, American Made, Custom Cabinets and Doors, and let's swing open this door to the second half as we got 16 minutes left to go. 2 quarters all together. Let's get this one going on 92.1 KMZ. I'm creative prophet Kurt Kelman. Back in studio, 27-20. The Panthers with the lead. Again, they outscored the Mustangs 15-8 in that first quarter. Both teams scored 12 apiece in that second quarter. We'll see who makes the adjustment here in the third. The Panthers, they did a really nice job getting up to that free throw line. They went up about 6 total times. Donovan West Mustangs, they only took a total of 2 trips up to the line. Mustangs, they hit 3 threes in that first half. But the Panthers, they were able to manage to just hit one. However, the rebounds, though, where the Panthers out-rebound the Mustangs 18-9. Mustangs have the possession here to start the second half, and they will quickly turn it over before it's right back to Katie Johnson. So back-to-back turnovers here. And the Mustangs will have it at the free throw line. Katie Johnson, who was able to steal the ball right back from Cora Thompson. Katie Johnson is 2 for 2 right now from the line. She hits two more. So now on the game, she is 4 for 4 with 6 total points and 3 boards. It's now a 5-point game, 27-22. Start of the third. Cedars inside to Haverkamp. Turning around to her right. She finds Thompson. Thompson to Hayden Kramer, who swings to the corner, driving the baseline through two defenders. Gets stolen by Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson got 2 steals in this game, but Dieters steals it right back. Back-to-back turnovers for both sides here, and Dieters goes in for 2. Andy Foster taking it down the court on the wing. Sliding inside, and then passes up to Courtney. Courtney to Edie. Edie, who had 6 points in that first half and a board. Right hand dribbling, out to her left, crossing with it is Foster, inside, taking a step in, and just misses it. Cedars makes the rebound, she's now got 5 boards on the game, 3 steals, 3-point shot by Tatum Kramer, missed, but a second chance here for Dieters. And right as Dieters recovers the board, she is fouled. They will get that foul against Belle Smith as she rings up her 3rd foul of the game. She will not come off the floor, though. Instead, Andy Foster will step off. And for her, Emmy Jo Wettstein. Number 11, though, for the Panthers. Kramer with it. Over the top. Blown it to Haverkamp. Haverkamp through 2 defenders fouled. And she will go up and shoot 2. Josie Haverkamp, who's earned now 2 chances up to the line. Haverkamp, who is a starter today, averaging 7.4 points per game and nearly 8 rebounds a game last season. As a freshman, 5.5 points per game and 3.9 rebounds per game. Hits her first one from the line. Make it an 8-point game. See if she can hit her second one. Second shot goes up, and it bounces right on out with the rebounds by Hayden Kramer. And she goes in with the bucket. Hayden Kramer, the offensive rebound for a second chance opportunity. She picks up her 11th point of the game. 32-22 with 6:30 to go in the 3rd quarter. Panthers lead. On the baseline, Josie Haverkamp picks up a steal for her first of the game. Mustangs are now 12 turnovers, but Centralia will turn it right back over with a travel. .623 to go in this third. Centralia just by 10. Katie Johnson over the top. It's deflected by Josie Haverkamp. The steal goes to Dieters. 4 steals on the game for Owen Dieters. Takes a step inside after faking in. In the Euro step, that gets Dieters her 10th point of the game. We're going to say the ball goes out of bounds just under the basket here against the Panthers. So the Mustangs stay with it on their own offensive board. Down by 12. Tava Gibbs and Rempe come this game for Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp for the Panthers. Bell Smith. Inside drive. Taking an angle from the wing to the block. She goes in for 2. Smith, her first points of the game. Rempe on the far wing. Inside dump, now kicked out to the top, to Kramer, to Dieters. She's screened on the wing, and they're going to get her on a travel. Dieters has now 3 travels on this game. 10-point game. Again, 34-24, 5:39 to go. Shot clock at 33. Edie, right hand dribbling. Given goes behind her to Smith. Smith, down the landing strip. Kicks it to the left. Wettstein, out to Edie. Edie crossing against Thompson on the post before kicking it out to Courtney Johnson. And Johnson could not get it to go in. Courtney Johnson hit three threes in that first half. Starts this third quarter with a miss. Owen Dieters. Dieters driving inside, spinning around, going underneath. What pass to save a Gibbs. What a great setup. Gibbs now with 8 points on the game. Edie behind her. Driving in, Bell Smith. Out to Courtney, now to Wettstein. Wettstein against Rempe, and she wins it. That's her first points of the game. Mustangs now with 6 scorers on the board. They only had 4 on the board in that first half. 36-26. Panthers lead, 4:39 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages, with same-day appointments and 7 convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland. We focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. KMZA 92.1 is the station you're locked into. Brendan Profit and Kirk Tillman back in studio. 10-point lead for the Panthers, 36-26. 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Dieters, who has the ball, has 10 points on this game. 6 boards, 4 steals, a block, and 2 assists. She has been absolutely incredible on the stat sheet. Haverkamp, spinning around, good assist by Rempe, and Haverkamp goes in for her 6th point of the game. Now back to a 12-point lead. Courtney Johnson takes a 3 off the left of the rim. Snatched by Gibbs after the miss. Gibbs now 10 points on the game. And Dieters adding more to the sheet. She's now got 12 points on this game. Drive inside. Underhand layup by Edie. Couldn't get it to spin in. And Gibbs has another rebound. Dieters inside. Good look for the back door from Haverkamp. And Haverkamp with 7 points on this quarter. We got another full timeout. We're back in 60. The Panthers up 42-26 against the Mustangs. They are on a roll with 3:41 to go in the third.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Edie with it. At the top, she fires off the left side to Courtney Johnson. Give and go behind to Foster. Foster bounce passing it to the far wing, and that's going to be a travel by Bell Smith. Mustangs unofficially on this game here with 13 turnovers. Panthers with 14. But the Panthers lead 42-26. Rempe on the far wing. Looking over top. Veering out to the corner. Aiden Kramer, she gets it. Driving inside, and the ball is ripped away by Katie Johnson for her third steal of this game. Three steals, 6 points, three boards for Katie Johnson. She's also got 15 blocks this season. Edie, off the foot of Rempe, but picks the ball right back up on the corner under the letters. On the sideline is Edie, passing back up to the top to Smith. To the left corner, but Johnson, Courtney, Dieters falls on the ground, slow to get up, but she does get up. Off the board from Smith, rebound by Foster, couldn't get it to go in. Fighting for it on the floor, it's going to be a jump ball, that will be a turnover. Mustangs now with 14 on the game. Both teams with 14 turnovers apiece. Centralia with now over 20 rebounds on this game. Mustangs with just over 10. 42-26. The rebounds have been the big difference maker here for Centralia, as well as the points off turnovers. Inside pass. Tatum Kramer to Josie Haverkamp. Kramer gets credited with the assist on the down low pass. Just a foot away from her teammate, but is able to squeeze it in. Far side driving is Foster on the baseline, underneath the basket. Taken away by Gibbs with a rebound. Near side corner, Hayden Kramer. 3-point shot from the top, out of the rim by Tava Gibbs. Rebound by Edie. Down the court now, and it's a foot race as the ball gets thrown too far down the court for Bell Smith to catch up to. Mustangs will turn it over for their 15th of the game. Panthers now up by 18 points. This being their largest lead here this game. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, who's had such an incredible night so far, as she's got 11. She had 9 points alone in that first half. Dieters taking a nice step inside, makes her own rebound. She is, well, we're going to say it's a jump ball. That'll be a turnover against Centralia. But Dieters did get the offensive board before it was quickly corralled by both Katie Johnson and Edie. Edie. Taking with the left hand, stuck on the pivot foot, has to get it out to Courtney, to Smith. Smith to the top, dribbling right, now stuck on 2 feet, she's got to find an outlet, goes to a right to Courtney Johnson. Looking to the triple option, fires left, now to the top. Katie Johnson falls on the court, but she gets back up. Smith fell on the court and gets back up. And right after, she gets the ball and turns it over. A steal by Gibbs. 16th turnover by the Mustangs. Dieters inside. Over the top, in for two. Just a foot in front of the free throw line. She takes a floater. And that puts this Panthers team up by 20, 46-26. The Mustangs have not fared well in this third quarter, as they have been outscored 19-7. Dieters, another steal, gets an assist as she goes down low to Hayden Kramer. Edie, Courtney Johnson fires the three off the rim. She's now missed two in this quarter. Mustangs only scoring 6 here in this quarter. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's 48-26. The Centralia Panthers are on a roll.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit BlueValley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia Panthers coming this fourth quarter up 22 points, 48-26. Shot clock at 27. Panthers with the possession. Cora Thompson at the post. She screens up Dieters at the high post shot, and she misses. Rebound here by Bell Smith to start this fourth quarter. Weststein, Smith to Courtney Johnson, up top to Edie. Bounce passing back to her left to Courtney Johnson. Courtney keeping it low. Back up to the top to Weststein to Edie. Fired quickly. At the waist, dribbling. Katie to Weststein. Weststein inside bounce pass to the top of the post. Kick back out. 6 seconds on the shot clock. A shot has to go up. Katie Johnson, Edie with 2 seconds, is blocked by Hayden Kramer. Dieters inside, and one. Dieters at 27 points on Tuesday on the matchup against the Lady Eagles. Dieters with 6 points in that first half. She's got 10 points in the second so far. She got 16 total today. 16 points, 7 boards, 5 steals, a block, and 3 assists. She has absolutely infected the stat sheet. And she lands a free throw shot for her 20th point of the game. The end one is good. Nearly turning the ball over. Dieters going right through the legs of Andy Foster to try to make that steal. Now they're going to get her on a foul. That's just her first of the game. And credit to Troy. They had a lot of players who had 2 to 3 fouls in that first half, in the first quarter. And since then, Centralia, they've stayed out of foul trouble. They have been very clean here on the board and the game. Andy Foster, down the court. Passing to her right, to Bell Smith. Losing the ball, it's picked up! Track race! One-on-one! Dieters fouled! Oh, and Dieters, 17 points now on this game. Can she chase another 20 bomb in this TVL tournament? Well, I suppose we'll find out in the next 6 minutes and 44 seconds. She misses the first free throw shot. So far, she has taken a total of 5 trips to the line. Her first time, 0 for 2. Second time, 1 for 2. Third time, 1 for 1. Fourth time, 1 for 1. That's her 5th time, and she goes 0 for 2. So that's twice now she's went 0 for 2 at the line. But Mustangs will give the ball right back to the Panthers as the ball gets knocked out of bounds and no one was able to get the board. Inside drive. Hayden Kramer off the back of the rim trying to rebound his Gibbs, but taking away by Edie. Now Weststein stuck with it. And Centralia, they apply that full court pressure in every game and teams have just not been able to handle it. Every ranked opponent they have played against, this has not found an answer. They have beaten the ranked Nemaha Central team back when they were ranked in week number 1. They beat a ranked Silver Lake team in class 3A. They even beat the number 4 ranked Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles team. Here they look to try to take down a ranked Mustangs team. A lot of substitutions here on the court for the Panthers as they nearly flush their entire lineup. But now Isabel Haverkamp coming in the first time tonight. Rempe stepping back in. Josie Haverkamp and Melanie Becker on the court. And their one lone starter out there still being Owen Dieters. With 6:16 to go. Mustangs still with it underneath their own offensive bucket. With it, Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson trying to throw it inside, and there's a jump ball. That ear is still going to stay with the Mustangs, but a good scrap underneath by Isabel Haverkamp, who just came into the game. And now Dieters will step off and take her break. And Hayden Kramer, the sophomore, will come in. but now the only one who started this game out on the court in Josie Haverkamp. Long three-point shot by Westside. Inside and good. She's got 5 points in this second half, 51-29. The Panthers still lead with six to go in the fourth. Becker keeping it high to Hayden Kramer, who's got 11 on this game and three boards. To her right to Rempe, looking for the three, has to go inside to Haverkamp. Haverkamp gets fouled, and will go up and shoot two. Haverkamp, who is just one of the tallest players out there on the court for Centralia. Just about 5'10". 60-second timeout here taken. It's 51-29, 5:49 to go in the fourth. The Centralia Panthers lead. We're back in 60.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Haverkamp with her third trip up to the free throw line, her last two attempts. She goes 1-for-2. She does the same on this one. She is now 3-of-6 on the game. The Panthers lead by 23 points, 52-29, with 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Inside, kicking out, Foster to Courtney from the post. Spinning around, bounce passing, deflected up in the air. Rempe throwing it down the court to Hayden Kramer, and what an incredible assist from Rempe to Hayden. Just a quick reaction to toss that thing down the court and have the sophomore go down and chase it to get her 15th point up of the game. 5:10 to go in the fourth. Now a 25-point lead for the Panthers over this ranked 2A team. Long three here, and it is missed by Courtney Johnson. Rebounded by Rempe. Courtney, she hit 3-of-4 in that first half from the three-point line, and now she has missed every single one she has taken in the second half. Becker with it. She's trapped. Someone needs to be her outlet. It's to Haverkamp. To Rempe. Back to Becker. Back on the deep corner. Hayden Kramer. Kramer overthrows Josie Haverkamp, and that will be a turnover against the Panthers. Panthers still here with most of their starters on the bench. Both Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp controlling the court and the tempo. Looks like Owen Dieters, as well as Cora Thompson, both starters will look to come back in this game, as and Tatum Kramer all coming off the bench here on the next substitution whistle. Brenna Eady fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. So after the first shot goes up, the Panthers will look to substitute Gibbs in, Dieters in, Tatum Kramer in, and Corey Thompson. And they come in, thinking of Hayden Kramer, Rempe, Becker, and Josie Haverkamp. Brenna Eady, who missed the first free throw shot, but she makes the second. Eady now with 7 points on the game and three boards. 24-point deficit to try to overcome with 4:14 left to go. Underneath, Tatum Kramer couldn't get it to go in, but a quick rebound by Isabel Haverkamp resets it. Dieters at the top, to her right, to Tatum. Tatum back left, Dieters, inside drive here, taking a step up the left lane, and through three defenders, she weaves and twirls and goes in for a whirl. Dieters, incredible game so far, with 19 points. Dieters, down the court, passing to a right, to Gibbs, to Thompson. Inside, spinning around, is Leverkamp up to the top of the free throw line. A shot from Tatum Kramer is not made, but a steal by Dieters gets the ball right back. Turnover by the Mustangs, kicking out Thompson, Dieters. She's not taking a three today. And that's what's the most craziest thing here about this Panthers player in Dieters. She hit 5 3-point shots on Tuesday in the first half alone against the Axel Eagles. She has not only not made a 3-point shot in this game, she has not taken a 3-point shot. She is just carving up the inside. A player who can adjust on the whim and knows exactly how to break any defense that's given to her. That's what makes a player like her so hard to defend, and that's what makes an 1,000-point scorer like her a commit to Benedictine. Trying to look for back-to-back 20-point games here in the TVL tournament play. Dieters over the top to Gibbs. Gibbs swinging to her left to Tatum Kramer. Over the top here, now to Cora Thompson on the baseline, just a little left of the rim. Gibbs tried to go for the rebound, but right as she was, the Mustangs fouled her. That'll be the fifth foul of this fourth quarter. It'll be the fourth foul against Courtney Johnson of Donovan West. And now Tava Gibbs will shoot two from the free throw line on double bonus. And the first one goes in. Tava Gibbs with 11 points on this game. Centralia Panthers with four players who have 10 or more points on the board. Actually, 11 or more points on the board. Gibbs goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Dieters captures the rebound here for a second chance opportunity for the Panthers on this possession. Shot clock at 24. And Tava Gibbs, oh, they're going to say she traveled. Thought she could have got the and one right there, but she must have taken the extra step. 5'6 sophomore, Courtney Johnson here to throw in. Again, she's on in foul trouble as she has got four on this game. 27-point lead here for the Panthers, 57-30. With 2:37 to go in this fourth. And Dieters with a steal down the court, one-on-one, throws it in, and she's now got 21 on this game. Dieters with 8 rebounds, 7 steals, 3 assists, a block, and 21 points all over the court. Owen has been tonight. We're back in 60. It is a 29-point lead, 59-30 for the Panthers with 2:25 to go in the fourth.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Kansaland Radio.
Mustangs with their 18th run of the game as Claire Heinen gets a steal as she steps in here for the Panthers. Panthers now looking to get some more substitutions in here for themselves as they also have number 21, Kira Nehus, who comes in as well. Cairo News. Claire Heinen goes up to the free throw line and shoots two. Maya Tanking also here for the Centralia Panthers out on the court, as well as Becker and Isabel Haverkamp. So it will be the end of the night for the starters for Centralia. Claire Heinen goes one of two from the line, and that makes this a 30-point game for the Centralia Panthers as they lead 60-30 with 1:33 to go in this fourth quarter. Starters still out here on the court, or at least most of the team is starters here for the Mustangs. Here, Andy Foster takes a three off the rim, rebound by Isabel Haverkamp. And now it's going to be a quick steal down the court, and Foster gets the two. She's got now three on the game, 4 points under her average. Becker down the court to her left to Kyra News. Driving with her left hand on the baseline, through pressure, she's got two! The off-the-bench, 5'7" sophomore getting on the board. Back to a 30-point lead for the Panthers. 62-32. 38 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. 16 on the shot clock here for the Mustangs, and there is going to be a foul, a down low, caught against Centralia. There is also now a running clock being enforced, so these free throw shots should take out the rest of the time. As it is Courtney Johnson who will have a chance to get some shots before this game's end. Centralia will now either play Hanover or Valley Heights in the championship game tomorrow, which again will have the coverage of the Lady Wildcats and Lady Mustangs up next here on 92.1 KMZA. They're going to stop the time at 1.2 seconds so Courtney Johnson can get both these free throw shots in as she made the first, if she can make the second. And Courtney Johnson does. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and the clock will end there. 62-34, a 28-point victory and a big-time upset for the Panthers as they take down another opponent in a higher classification. They take down the number 7th-ranked 2A team, the Mustangs. The Panthers have just continued to add on to their resume on teams they have taken down in higher class rankings. Incredible. They're now 10-0 on the season as the Mustangs get handed their second loss of the year against a Class 1A Division 1 ranked opponent. Well, we'll be back in just a little bit here again. Centralia Panthers winning by 28 points. We're back in 3 minutes for our postgame show.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-9999. find land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Real fast post-game show here, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. And also, this is our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BankWithFarmers.com. Our Player of the Game to bank on is none other than Owen Dieters, who finished this game on official stats here. 3 assists, 1 block, 7 steals, 8 rebounds, and 21 total points. Back-to-back games here in the CDL tournament with 21 points or more. Absolutely incredible show out. But again, the big thing here, Dieters on Tuesday, she hit 5 3-point shots. She did not hit or take one in today's game. She went only in on the inside. She just carved up the defense against the Mustangs. She had 15 points in that second half where she dominated that first half against Axel with 20 points on Tuesday. It's the second half where she gets the motor going for the Panthers. She finished with 21. Hayden Kramer finished with 15. Pava Gibbs, 11. Josie Haverkamp, 11. The Panthers had 4 players have 11 points or more. Well, the Mustangs only had 1 player have 11 points or even a double-digit score with Courtney Johnson with 11. She was held to just 9 points in that first half and 2 points in that second half as she finishes with 11 with those 3 three-pointers on the game. Mustangs finished with 4 three-pointers. The Panthers with 1. Centralia Panthers hit 8 free throw shots to end the game. The Mustangs, they hit a total of 4 free throw shots. Both teams roughly 18 turnovers. The Panthers had nearly 30 rebounds while the Mustangs had just a buck under 15. And on the game, Centralia had over 15 total steals. Again, 7 alone coming from Owen Dieters. It was a 27-20 game going into halftime. Again, the Panthers, they won that first quarter 15-18 on the outscore. Both teams scored 12 apiece in the second quarter. But then in the second half, the Panthers outscored the Mustangs 35-14 with 21-6 in the third quarter and 14-8 in the fourth. An absolute dominant performance put on by Coach Dusty Thompson, just being able to make the right adjustments to come out and show total utter dominance against the Mustangs with the remaining 16 minutes of play. Well, we'll be back in about 4 minutes or so. We got up next the team that might play or that will play Centralia Panthers in the mid-season CVL Tournament Championship tomorrow on, or excuse me, on, not tomorrow, excuse me. Tomorrow we got the boys semifinals, but it will be Friday Centralia will move on to for the championship here for the CVL championship. But we still have one more team to figure out who will be in it. Will it be the Lady Wildcats or will it be the Lady Mustangs? We'll find out if you stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk coming back to the studio. Again, the final here, the Panthers winning 62-34. We're back in 4.